It's time to turn our attention abroad now, and protests have broken out in China as COVID cases surge and harsh lockdowns persist there. Strict COVID restrictions are hurting the country's economy and people are getting angry. They're now taking to the streets, and protests are seeing people arrested. A British journalist was arrested over the weekend, and the situation appears to be escalating. Joining us now to inform us exactly about what's going on is the director of the Center for Africa-China Studies at the University of Johannesburg, Dr. David Monier. David, thanks so much for joining us. I don't know if you can call it a revolt, but it certainly seems to be heading that way, is the strongest action we've seen taken by Chinese residents in at least 10 years, isn't it?
I think what we're seeing is that it is almost 3 years since the lockdown. And the people really want to have fatigue after have the lockdown, and then a number of those who go on the streets and express their views. And I think the way it is being managed is managed quite well, and the numbers are not as big as it is being purported. However, President Xi Jinping has said during the 20th Congress that he listens to people, and one hopes that he does indeed listen to people as they speak. Signals are out there that they're easing lockdowns, but in a very slow way. Perhaps these movements might speed up the process.
David, why is Xi Jinping keeping such a tight lockdown on the country? You know, I understand that the COVID cases there are escalating, but it's certainly not the deadly virus that it was in the beginning.
Yes, as we have seen that the Chinese government has taken a total different model of managing COVID-19 compared to the Western world, and including ourselves, that they go for zero COVID numbers. And the manner in which we judge, the manner in which we view what's happening in China, we tend to use the very same zero, and therefore, but in real terms, if you look at the numbers, they're just small numbers in a country of 1.4 billion people. I think we have more deaths and more COVID numbers than China. But the manner in which it is managed is totally different. They have their own way of doing it, and people have spoken. The Chinese Communist Party does say it listens to people, and one is expecting conversation to be taken place at this level to handle the situation.
Now, I mean, the lockdown itself must be crippling several Chinese businesses. You know, it's impossible to conduct business on a normal basis with what's going on there. Is government compensating business owners at all over there?
One is not really sure. One does not have information in terms of specific programs of compensating business. But what we know is that the entire lockdown and COVID-19 has had a negative impact on the economy, just general well-being of people. And China is number two biggest economy in the world, and it controls the entire value chain, particularly manufacturing in a number of key areas. And therefore, it has a ripple effect at the global level. However, I think there has been measures taken by the Chinese government to ease the process, having workers in certain key areas ensure that the process of manufacturing and other key strategic areas continues to operate easily.
You mentioned there the ripple effect that it can have on other areas, and that was my next question for you, is that what impact could this likely have on South Africa?
At the moment, we haven't seen, other than a shortage of containers, that it's a global phenomenon, and China being the our trading country number one, I think it does indeed affect the South African economy, only if the situation worsens. But as it stands, there has been back and forth trade with no any hindrance. And one expects the situation to be under control soon and not to affect the economy.
David, I'm sure you would have seen the reports that emerged out of China over the weekend that a British journalist was beaten and kicked by police. What do you make of that?
We saw the situation. There are certain rules in China, and I guess in the West it's the same. We have seen during racism demonstration in the United States, journalists arrested live on air. One does not know the specific issue in terms of violation that the so-called journalist, and whether he was on mission or part of the demonstration. The situation is not clear, and one does not have any clear information to make a sound analysis on it.
Here, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. That's Dr. David Monier, the Director of the Center for Africa-China Studies at the University of Johannesburg.